Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Each Monday, the Python for Microcontrollers newsletter drops into inboxes worldwide, bringing major updates from the open source front. It's the go-to weekly summary for anyone tracking Python's role across microcontrollers and single-board computers, including the ever-popular Raspberry Pi. Let's unpack a whirlwind of open source developments and spotlights from this week. Starting with a hardware milestone. NVIDIA's Vera CPU, an ARM-based powerhouse, is turning heads in data center benchmarking and raising the stakes for AI workloads everywhere. Recent benchmarks compare the Vera CPU squarely against industry titans like Intel and AMD, especially in AI performance domains. Its efficiency and scalability are stirring up real enthusiasm among developers looking to harness serious power on the Linux side of things. Next, the community-driven project Alma Linux announced the releases of 9.8 and 10.2 this past week. These updates focus on improved file system support and bring back some legacy drivers, answering the call for both stability and performance. It's clear Alma Linux is doubling down on a stable, community-oriented alternative to enterprise Linux distributions. On to open hardware. Meta and Qualcomm have thrown their weight behind the Pavona initiative, a modular open-source silicon project. Pavona is building a certified library of silicon design blocks, allowing tech firms and makers to streamline hardware development and innovation. The hope is this model lowers barriers, letting smaller players jump into the silicon game without massive overheads. Meanwhile, maintainers in some of open source's most relied upon projects are feeling the pressure. Daniel Stenberg, the creator of Curl, voiced concerns about a surging backlog of security vulnerabilities, with record numbers still unresolved. This swelling queue signals deeper challenges around sustainability and burnout that are looming over critical open-source infrastructure. Shifting back to graphics, NVIDIA has rolled out Linux driver 610.4 3.02, loaded with Vulkan improvements. Gamers and creators on Linux now get enhanced graphical performance, stretching open-source gaming further into the mainstream. In observability, Jaeger is taking a leap forward for AI workloads by integrating OpenTelemetry. This upgrade empowers developers to trace AI system behavior in generative applications, providing visibility critical for debugging and reliability. As these systems get complex, observability tools are no longer nice to have. They're essential. Security is firmly in the spotlight yet again, with distributions racing to mitigate new vulnerabilities. Fast patching across Linux flavors is a reminder of how important security maintenance is in an interconnected open-source ecosystem. New legislation from California and Colorado could soon shake up the way open-source OS creators address user verification. These age verification laws, if broadly applied, might pose genuine risks to the vibrancy and accessibility of open-source communities. Crucially, there's a fight to ensure open-source systems remain exempt, keeping collaboration open for all ages and backgrounds. The crypto world isn't standing still either, with new patches landing in the Linux kernel for post-quantum cryptography. Anticipating new quantum threats, the open-source community is acting early to ensure secure communications in tomorrow's world. In practical terms, this means better algorithms and hardened security for everyone relying on Linux platforms. Users traveling abroad or swapping SIMs can now benefit from increased adoption of ESIM technology, a flexible way to manage connectivity. Unlike physical SIMs, ESIMs eliminate the need for plastic swaps and paperwork, making international travel simpler than ever. The industry's shift towards ESIMs signals broader digital transformation across network providers and device makers. In open-source database news, ProxySQL has stepped up as a silver sponsor for the MariaDB Foundation, boosting community ties. Their sponsorship reflects a growing commitment to collaboration and innovation in high-traffic, mission-critical database environments. Speaking of databases, Meta's CacheLib, a lightning-fast caching engine, has another update out this week amid spiking DRAM prices. First launched in 2021, CacheLib's momentum is a sign of how optimized caching is shaping high-performance cloud infrastructure. And if you're running a minimalist desktop, the new LabWC 0.20 release brings welcome changes, including HDR10 support and revamped screenshots. Lightweight window managers continue to thrive as alternatives to heavier desktop environments, suiting old and new hardware alike. Meanwhile, the Nokia N8, the iconic smartphone, has been given new life thanks to the reborn custom Symbian ROM. This modernized firmware builds on Symbian's strengths while tucking in new features, making the classic N8 usable in 2024 and beyond. It's nostalgia with a tech edge, proof that community-driven software can outlast corporate support. On the 3D printing side, the Software Freedom Conservancy has responded to Bamboo Lab's violations of AGPL v3 licensing. This case has spurred a fresh wave of advocacy, with users rallying for their software rights and broader compliance within the 3D printing industry. It's a reminder that licenses matter and that user communities are paying attention to their digital sovereignty. Pivoting to AI, Microsoft presses on with its strategy to embed artificial intelligence deeper into Windows and Office. Despite user backlash over privacy and usability, Microsoft's commitment underlines the competitive high-stakes AI race shaping big tech. Economic pressures haven't stalled their efforts, showing just how sharply AI adoption is being prioritized at the world's largest software companies. Linux servers continue their relentless march in cloud infrastructure, with predictions that they'll claim over half the market by 2026. Providers like AWS and Google Cloud have standardized on Linux for scalability, performance, and cost-effectiveness. Linux's widespread adoption isn't just technical, it's cultural, fueling open ecosystems everywhere from startups to enterprises. Tech careers are also transforming, with freelancing and remote-first roles in AI, cloud, and cybersecurity leading the charge. Professionals today can build thriving careers without ever setting foot in a traditional office, reflecting the flexibility of the software world itself. Leonardo AI is the latest in a string of platforms advancing image creation, with new features including 3D texture mapping and animation support rolling out fast. This kind of innovation is making generative AI more accessible to artists, designers, and anyone wanting to iterate on creative ideas. Finally, for users hit by functionality hiccups in RHEL 28.2.5, the newsletter points to a step-by-step troubleshooting guide. Staying up to date with bug fixes is just as much a part of open source as writing the next great module. The broader snapshot: open source is growing up, but it's still community-led and collaborative at its heart. As major corporations invest in hardware, software, and AI, the open source community continues to adapt, prioritizing best practices in transparency and security. Security and legal compliance are no longer afterthoughts. They're central to sustaining trust and momentum moving forward. The newsletter's coverage makes clear that subscribing isn't just about staying informed, it's about participating in the ongoing story of open source innovation. If you want more frequent updates, detailed guides, and spotlights, subscribing will keep you on the front lines of Python in microcontrollers and beyond. So whether you're a developer coding on Pi or a curious newcomer, there's always something happening in open source worth tuning into next week. Thanks for listening.